Oh, I think all three. I think making sure that we stand with our allies and that we're not fair-weather friends who duck and cover the second the going gets tough. I mean, I think they all three enjoy really strong bipartisan support in Congress. Now, it matters how you ask the question, and it matters how you structure the deal. If this is just about putting billions of dollars more on, you know, cash on the barrelhead so Ukraine can, you know, fully fund their pension, listen, that dog is not going to hunt. We're not going to do that in Congress. But if it comes to getting lethal aid, bullets and missiles, so that Taiwan, so that Israel, so that Ukraine can defend their own country, not American soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines, but so that those allies can defend their own countries, you're still going to get an overwhelmingly strong bipartisan vote in the House and in the Senate for those kind of things.